The government is pressing ahead with an almost full reopening of hospitality and entertainment from today, despite HSE warnings that the health service is under very serious pressure. That's the opening line of the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. And in its lead story, the Irish Times notes that the government has made major concessions to the hospitality industry. Although COVID certs must be produced to enter a premises, social distancing won't be in place in nightclubs, except when people are queuing at bars, while pubgoers can now queue up to buy a drink at a bar, but must return to their seats after they've been served. Hospitals are at risk of being pushed to the brink in less than a month, as the rise in COVID-19 patients is already triggering a last resort option to cancel surgeries. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent, as it emerged that more than 1,800 HSE staff are out due to COVID-related issues. Eilish O'Regan reports that University Hospital Limerick and Galway University Hospital have both confirmed that they have had to cancel operations. Comments made by the Taoiseach yesterday, in which he said that private security firms may be used to ensure vaccine certs are checked, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. Mr. Ratker said that Gardaí might also be used to police premises. The arrest of Gary Vickery, a senior associate of the Kinahan organised crime gang in Lanzarote, is covered on the front of today's Irish Sun. The 38-year-old Dubliner pleaded guilty in a UK court in June 2020 to conspiring to import over £23 million worth of drugs and to laundering cash for the organised crime group following a four-year joint investigation by the Gardaí and the UK's National Crime Agency. Vickery, who was living in Staffordshire at the time, was granted bail ahead of a sentencing, but repeatedly failed to show up in court. The Irish News leads today with comments made by Boris Johnson on his visit to Armagh yesterday, in which he said that he believes that the way the post-Brexit agreement is being interpreted is not coherent with the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. In advance of upcoming negotiations between the EU and the UK, the British Prime Minister says that they need to thrash out the problems with the Northern Ireland Protocol. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the possibility that a holiday at home £100 voucher scheme for Northern Ireland might not now go ahead. And finally, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead today with the six-month prison sentence given to 61-year-old former council employee John O'Neill, who admitted to trapping two rats and releasing them into the offices of Cork County Council in Kinsale last February because he had a grievance with one of his managers. Over the course of 3 days, the rats caused an estimated €3,000 worth of damage, chewing through electrical cables and damaging computer keyboards before they were eventually caught. Judge James McNulty described O'Neill's offence as an act of unique wickedness. "You dirty rat," is the headline in the Mirror, while the Star runs with, "It's a rat trap and you've been caught."